Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is National Consultant Maqsood Mir. This is the Sunday night national call. Guys, last 10 years I've been listening to this call and growing my business because of the advice and the knowledge that this call has imparted on me. So guys, I think it'll be a great idea for you guys to make it a regimen, Sunday night regimen, to jump on this call. Every Sunday night we have a great speaker or a couple of speakers there that are executive consultants or national consultants in the business that give us advice on how to build a business the right way. And tonight is no different. We have the executive consultant. She's a PRNG award winner, and she is a dynamite player of the Rainmakers team, Ms. Lupita Flores. She's going to be heading off the call, and she's going to introduce you to our speaker tonight, the fabulous Ms. Shaquayla Robinson. She is the newest executive consultant in Ambit Energy. So, Lupita, are you on with us?
Yes, I am.
Awesome, Lupita.
So much,
you take it away. You're welcome.
Perfect.
You're
welcome. Thank you so much, everybody, to be with me once again, to be able to hear from one of the leaders that are here in Ambit world, right? So I want to talk a little bit about our beautiful guest. I was able to meet her a couple of months ago in person. And I was, like, always following her on social media and all that. And, you know, you start hearing about people. You get to recognize certain players and all that because of the momentum that they're showing. Because at the end, like, we always watch something that is going on with Ambit, right? So you start recognizing who is moving, who's promoting, who's doing and all that. This lady literally keep me in the edge because it's like, oh, my gosh, she's doing it again. She's bringing someone to the meeting. She's showing up. She's doing all that, right? So you can tell the energy that they have. So as I said, I was finally be able to meet her. And OMG, I was like, literally, this lady has so much power. She has like this huge momentum that she is creating. And, you know, you have your kind of perspective from the people and all that kind of stuff, and you know the some of the stuff that they're doing and all that kind of stuff, but you don't really have an idea who's this person, right? The only thing that you get is that you get so attracted to the energy. So long story short, we were able to talk. When I met her, I was like, oh my goodness, I just cannot believe her when she told me that she's a mother of six, and she already have a 16-month baby. Well, currently, that's a granddaughter. And it's just like, how? She looks stunning. She is amazing. And when I start talking with her and all that, she was sharing a little bit here and there, little pieces of herself and all that kind of stuff, which, you know, like, you get so busy. We were, like, in an Ambit event, and we're doing some training and all that kind of stuff, some videos and all that. So we were not able to actually to really connect, really to know her into a different, deeper level. So long story short, I was like, oh my goodness, when I met her again in Ambition, it was like, oh my goodness, so excited and all that. And when I see her winning or screaming and all that, she last year, she won the SC Dream Team Award. As I said, you start seeing people who have momentum, people who actually are taking no for an answer. If they have a no, they use it, you know, like to make a step. So in that way, they can be able to get closer to their goals. So this lady, that's who she is. She gets a no, perfect. Put it there because I'm getting higher, right? And then this year, she is one of our winners from the Pure Energy Award. And not only that, after Ambition, she finally made it when she promoted to EC. Oh my goodness, I was like, literally, when I saw it, I was like so happy. I was like screaming all that. I'm like, oh my God, like I was feeling like if I was right there when I see these, the promotions and all that. If you haven't experienced becoming an executive consultant, every person has a different reaction, right? My reaction, I was screaming, crying, and I faint. That's me, right? So I don't know what happened with her, but I was, like, so happy that she was able to get to that level. And the other day, because of this call, I was able to spend with her several minutes almost 2 hours. And man, I was able to experience her soul, her energy. My goodness, this lady is literally a sunshine. And she was able to pour into me as you guys don't have no idea. And I can be able to talk more and more and more about her, but let's hear from her. Thank you so much, Shekayla, for being here with me. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. It's an honor. It's definitely an honor, and I don't take it for granted.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't take
you.
It for granted.
So let's start with the question, Shekayla, because I'm so ready for mm-hmm. you to be able to tell us who you are. Tell us a little bit of who Shekayla is, a little bit of the introduction, who was before, now with Ambit, how was it? How was the starting point for Shekayla?
Okay, so greetings to everyone. First giving honor to God. You know, I always say this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm honored to be on this call. You know, shout out to Brian McClure, my Sky Mirror, you, Lupita, for heading this call up. I'm grateful. I'm honored to all the leaders that's on the call. You know, I always like to shout out Team Ambit, Kevin Rose, Julia Emerson, Jeremy, Mimi, AJ, even Miss Josephine as a family. Even though, you know, my downline, you know, I don't like saying downline. I don't like saying team. I just like to say all the leaders, you know, Tina, you know, Brittany, Tavares, Diana, all those that are on the team that's killing it. You know, it's an honor to have everyone on tonight. So I'm from a little country town called Brookshire, Texas. Very country. Everybody's like, where's Brookshire? And I'm like, okay, it's the outskirts of Houston. You know, shout out to AJ, too. I can't forget him because, you know, most of the books that he's reading, I've been reading, and it's really been a great help as well. But I grew up in a country, you know, small town, small homes. I am a mother of 6 children, as you said, Lupita, and I have a beautiful granddaughter that calls me, she can't say Duchess yet, but she calls me Dada. I am grateful for my family. Before Ambit, you know, I've been a postal worker. I've been a postal worker for 17 years. And I've been working very hard at the post office, and being a single mother of 6, it's a lot. You know, it takes prayer. It takes patience. It takes hard work to really strive to be a single mother, to raise your children the right way, you know, protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger through prayer, you know, and to do those things. But also the finances is what matters, especially when you're alone raising your family. So, yes, oh, yeah, people's like, oh, she got a great job. But please understand, yes, a great job taking care of 6 children, it still wasn't enough, you know. So not receiving child support, I started doing Unique. It's a skincare. And actually, I still have it on the side, but I don't push it as much. It just kind of built a little small clientele that just goes to the website and order. But I started doing that because I was really trying to make extra money, trying to take care of my children, trying to, you know, have another income coming in to get by. So that's where I was before Ambit. So I was that mother working hard, like, you know, typically working hard, trying to provide for me and my children. So that's where I was before I came into Ambit.
Oh, my goodness. I know, like, sometimes, like, we think that it's just we are there, right? And we start and it's just, like, mm-hmm. everything happened by magic, right? So tell
right.
me a little bit about how is that you were able to start with Ambit and how is that you were able to promote?
So it is so funny. I started as a customer with Ambit. I was a customer for, like, 8 months. The way I started as the customer, you know, I went on Facebook and I was like, oh, my goodness, my light bill is just too high. And I was like, what is going on and this and that? And so friend of mine from high school, he was like, you know, he inboxed me and he's like, if you're serious about, you know, switching your lights, you know, I know a company that I can, you know, I have an energy company that I can put you on. I'm like, hey, anything, you know, to beat $680, you know. And so that's how I became an Ambit Energy customer, right? So I was a customer for 8 months. I'm not going to lie, the bill was good because I was like, oh, yes, I'm saving money. That was the first thing I saw. I was like, okay, because I did move into a bigger house and the company I was with was too much. So I did start saving money and he put me on a good plan. And then when I was at work at the post office, and take note, I'm still doing the skincare. So when I was at work at the post office, you know, when you start network marketing, everything just, oh, well, how can you make money? So a coworker comes to me and, you know, shares with me about Ambit. And I was like, oh, well, I have that electricity. Let me call the friend that connected me with the lights and see, hey, what is this about? So he was like, oh, I'm glad you called me. Because, you know, you have to have loyalty with people that you're connected to. So my loyalty was with him. So he was like, well, oh, don't go nowhere. I'm not doing it no more, but I'm going to connect you to two people, and they're going to make sure you do well in the business. And that's when he put me on three-way with Jeremy and Mimi. And we talked for a minute, and I got signed up with Ambit with Jeremy and Mimi. And, oh, my goodness, we stayed on the phone for hours. I think I called them. They didn't have to call me, Lupita. I called them every day when I was doing the business. I called every day, and they can vouch to tell you, I called every day. And then we went to the meeting, and that's where I met Kevin. I met Miss Josephine. In the midst of that meeting, going through, because, you know, it was the pandemic and COVID was going around and things like that was happening, I was struggling. Literally, I was struggling at that moment, at that meeting. I got a text from my landlord telling me and my children needed to move. And my daughter was with me, and I'm smiling at the meeting these people, because I'm like, I just joined this network marketing business. It's got to do something for me. It's got to do something for me versus the makeup thing that's just getting me gas and getting me, you know, things here and there. So my daughter's looking at me and she's like, how are you smiling through all of this? So I was like, you know, because I, you know, I'm around people. So it's like, you know, never wear the world on your shoulders. So that night, yes, I did get a notice. And then that was bothering me. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to push this harder because the money is there. You know, because I was like, if I work it, I know I can make the money. So that's what drew me more in, because it was like, okay, this pandemic, things are shutting down, can't go to work, you know, things like that. So that blessed me. And it took prayer for me to keep that strength, because it was like, you want to give up, but there's like, no, it's something right there. So it's a light at the end of the tunnel that I'm going to reach, you know. So I had to overlook that moment and say, you know what, overlook what you just got, overlook that tech, and look forward to what's about to happen. And that's what made me motivated and kept me going.
My goodness, that's so powerful. So you mentioned about the showing up to the meetings, right? So tell me how important for you it was able to show up to the events.
It was very important. The first meeting I showed up to, I was excited at the same time dealing with a struggle, but also remembering that it was only temporary, right? So think about it. That first meeting I showed up to, we went on lockdown after that. So I'm like, okay, between this text from the landlord, we going on lockdown. What am I going to do now? Because to get to meet people, you have to get out and go meet people at the stores. And, you know, and it's like, we're on lockdown, so we can't do anything. So that's when I was like, well, you know what? Social media, that's what I did. I said, I'm just going to do it through social media. So we started doing the Zooms, and I showed up to the Zooms. I thought, you know, plugging in is important. Kevin always tells us that. Get paid, get plugged in, get promoted, you know, and stick and stay, like Julia says, stick and stay till you get your pay, you know. And plugging in is very important because I learned from Brian McClure. You can plug in all day, but if you're not getting a check, if you're not making a weekly check or getting a check, what are you doing? Because when you plug in to get the training, to gain understanding, to follow the proven system. That's why you plug in, because dedication is key, you know, and following, listening to these calls, because it gives you a lot of wisdom. It gives you a lot of information to gather and to take in. And most of all, it gives you motivation, because you are motivated to go to the next step, and you're motivated to talk to someone to build your business. But you also got to have passion. Passion is going to cause you to plug in. Passion is going to cause you to want to get paid. Most of all, passion is going to cause you to want to help people. Because once you get into the business and you get so passionate about it, at the point in time, it's not even really about the money anymore. It's like, man, I met this lady, and I saw her with her little girl, and I'm like, you know what? I can see her being where I am and being proud of herself for getting this far. You know, so, you know, plugging in and getting on the calls and, you know, investing in yourself, reading a book, watching the network marketers, looking at John Drew, you know, different ones that really is into the business and learning from them.
Correct. That's really important. So in that way, we can be able to get moving. But one of the things that it help us to move is mm-hmm. are those weekly checks. So yeah. That's really, really powerful. So I know that sometimes we don't talk about certain things. And I know that you've already mentioned some, but where the most important obstacles that you were able to overcome through your process to become an executive consultant?
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna talk football for a minute because I thought about my son. Obstacles come when they come to tackle you and bring you down, right? That's what we feel when we go through things in the business, and I strongly stand on never sacrifice integrity for growth, right? But I also know what the devil meant for bad, God will turn it around for the good. I also know that. I also know he say, I am your strong tower. When you run to me, you are safe. So when I dealt with the obstacles that came to me, I wanted to give up. I wanted to throw in the towel, and I'm like, why is this happening to me? You know? But I began to say, no, you're a woman of perseverance. When you know you're right, when you know you're right, and you know you're on the side of right, and you know your focus is to get to the next level, daggers start to come. Like we said the other day, Lupita, a higher level, another devil. Obstacles are going to come. Offenses are going to come. That's a part of the business. People will attack. People will try to throw a monkey wrench in what you got going. And it's not the people. It's a spiritual warfare, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against wickedness and principalities in high places. So we got to understand that we have to pray to get past those obstacles, because the enemy wants to bring us down in our business, with our family, with our spouse, with our friends, you know, that's what wants to bring us down. But if we keep going and we keep pushing, there is no way that we won't win. Because I have to put in my mindset, I win. I'm already a winner. And I always say that everything attached to me wins. Everything. From my team to the upline to my children to whoever I'm surrounded by. When I say when God say he would make he would put you beyond before great men and your gift will make room for you, it comes with a price. So those obstacles, you know, the biggest obstacle that I had, I almost gave up. But God will send people your way to keep you motivated to keep going. And if I didn't have that, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. I probably wouldn't be executive. So like you said, Lupita, when you became executive, you screamed, you hollered. I got on my knees and I prayed and I gave God glory because of the obstacles. So I tell people, don't give up. I lifted my hands and I said, only you. Because the promotions don't come from the north, the south, the east, or the west. They come from God. But he also tells us faith without works is dead. If we got the faith that we're going to make it somewhere, how are we going to make it if we're not working it? That even goes for your business. I had the faith that I was going to make it. But when that obstacle hit, I slowed down. I stopped working. And he's like, you got the faith, you're going to get there, but what are you doing? I wasn't doing nothing. But then I started pushing gradually, pushing and coming back and coming back and pushing myself. And then my team, we came together, and boom, it happened. Now I'm an executive, and I'm like, I got a rock star. She was like one of my second sign-ups. And she fast-tracked to regional within 21 days. And she worked with her team and got all her team jump-started. And I'm just training and talking and being myself. Because people don't join you. They don't join the business. They join you. So I have to learn that even though obstacles come, I'm still the example to somebody else. I don't want to be the example of a quitter. I want to be an example to say I made it and I pushed through. Yeah.
How powerful is that? Literally, as you were mentioned, passion, right? The way that you can be able to continue doing things. And that burning desire, that's the one that will be able to help you out to move to the next point, to the next level. So in that way, you can be able to move forward, right? Mm-hmm. The other day, I hear a quote saying, it only takes one little flame to start a fire. And look at you. Yeah.
Come on now.
And it's like, yeah. Look at you. This is like so amazing, you know, and like be able to go over all these things. And I know sometimes it's hard and it's not easy. But when you don't see the value into what you're doing, because you put the effort, the heart, the soul, the tears, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, you can be able to obtain what you want. And I know that there's like so many things that you've mentioned already. But can you share with us what is your why?
Whew. You know, and our why, I don't know if everybody on the call has this, but it's like the higher you go, you know, your why change. So when I started, like I said, my why was, oh, make extra money to provide for my family because it was just me and my children. You know, I still have my why as to build a strong financial foundation for my children and for them to understand what residual income is because they all have different personalities. You know, I be always saying, oh, yeah, when you turn 18, you're coming in the ambit. and you know, they're like, okay. And I, you know, my why is I want them to understand what I'm doing. I have them around me. They'll be talking, hey, Mom, did you get a consultant today? That's how they talk. They talk the ambit lingo, you know. They'll be like, how many customers? Is it quadruple bonus yet? They really talk like that, you know. And so I was talking the other day, and I say, oh, my God, I got to call one of the ladies to get certified. And my son's like, oh, she has to take the test? And he's only 9. But my why is for my children to understand what I do in the business that I'm in. I want them to understand what financial foundation means, residual income, you know. And my why is also, I always see individuals as I can help them, you know, bring more people in. And it's because it's, you know, it's let me say this. It's not for everybody. We got to understand it's not for everybody. And you cannot drag people in and hold their hand, because you would get drained trying to get someone to see your vision, but it's your vision. Only a few people can see your vision, you know. So when you go in action, they're like, oh, sometimes you'll get to regional, or you'll get to senior, you get to executive. They say, oh, I see the vision now. I'm ready to go with you. But my why is more of helping people and helping them understand that everything is not a Ponzi scheme or a pyramid or this. And I tell them all the time, you know, my why is to get them to understand you can be successful. Dreams do come true. And if you have passion behind what you want to do, you can do it. And hey, if you want to do it, I'm here to help you get there and to show you. You meet so many great people at Ambition. You'll meet so many great people at, well, now that is Ambit Kickoff. You meet so many great people that will make you feel comfortable around them, and it's like family, you know. And so my why is changed, because it's like, oh, it's not just about financial freedom getting there, but it's also about helping that next person to get there. Because they'd be like, man, I'm so glad that you introduced me to this business, you know.
Yeah, it is really, really important. I know you mentioned that the way that you treat your team and all that. And I would like to know, what is the thing that it keeps you focused? Because, you know, like sometimes we get busy, but we are not productive. What are the tips that you can be able to give to a brand new consultant, so in that way they can be able to create a better, DMO?
Mm-hmm. I what I do is I take them very slow, because I think about when I first started. We can't forget where we come from, because I have to think back, what did I do or where I was as an MC, but also have the experience to say, okay, you're an MC, we need to hurry up and get you out of the marketing field. Because and we don't say, we're not trying to rush you, but it's like when you're marketing, you don't want to keep them there long, because you don't want them to get discouraged. But you want to, you know, you want to, and I always say, he will make your way prosperous, and then you'll have good success. So always know that there's a way to prosperity. And through prayer, God will make your way prosperous. And I always pray for my team. You know, it's not for everybody. So I'm going to be honest, when it's a marketing consultant, I do that. You know how they have that? You have 28 to 30 days to earn your jump start. I am with them from the beginning all the way to that time, to see and understand their personality, understand how they work. Can they work under pressure? Do you need to, you know, be easy on them? I do a 28-day trial. I see, can you get the customers? Can you talk to the people? And I try to let them know, hey, it's not for everybody, but you can try it. You can do it, because the people come in and they thinking there's no way out or they can't get out. They may not want to sign up. It's always a way of escape if you don't want to do something. But I stick with the marketing consultants because I remember me and how Jeremy and Miyoshi was with me. And I watched that 526 video every day because I was like, I need clarity. Now I know it like the back of my head. You know, it used to be five customers, two personal consultants, and then a total of six. But back then, you had to have the customers. But you don't need the customers now. You just need five personal customers and six consultants. But if you want to get paid, and I tell them, you want to get the customers because that's your weekly pay. So I don't encourage, oh, just get five customers, six consultants, and you'll promote, because then they're like, well, I'm doing this, but I haven't gotten paid. So train them to get paid. Train them to promote and get paid. It's good that we don't need the customers, but if the people join the business, when they start out as a marketing consultant, they trust me, they start out wanting the money. That's the concept and the mindset that they have. They want to get paid. So us as leaders, that's what we teach them. And that's how I teach them. Get paid, plug in, learn the training, get promoted. And no question is a dumb question. Please ask questions. Because you'll be signing people under the affiliate program, and they're supposed to be a marketing consultant, not an affiliate. So please ask questions, you know. So that's how I start out with my marketing, seeing where they are, learning their personality, learning can they work under pressure, learning are you good with talking with people, how are you with social media, you know, because we know this business is not for everybody. And a lot of people come in thinking, oh, I'm going to get rich quick. No, you have to work your business. Those that you see that promoted and became successful is because they worked it. I am one to say this. I brought in every consultant from marketing to regional to senior to executive. Nothing was given to me. I worked my business because I wanted to get to the next level. I always say to myself, I need some Shakayla. Will you work for you? I ask yourself that question. Will you work for you? I want some Shakaylas in my life. And I say that because my testimony is I build and I brought in and I helped my team. Kevin, Rose, Jeremy, Mimi, all of them, they taught me leadership. They taught me how to build. They taught me how to recruit and talk to people, bring people in. And that's how I did it. And to be honest, they would try to get me to do the business presentation, but I just couldn't get with it. I could not, Lupita. I could not get with the business presentation. Everybody I brought into my business, I told my story. And that's why I liked Kendra Hall, because before I read her book, that's what I was doing anyway. I didn't know nothing about storytelling. I was just giving my testimony. I would talk about my upline. I would talk about how I got in. I would tell my story. I would tell how I made money. And that's what I did. And then I would invite them to the business presentation, and I would invite them to the calls, you know. And I know I'm familiar with the business presentation. And, you know, I'm obedient of Kevin and Rose, and them say, hey, do the business presentation. I'm like, okay. You know, but I brought everybody in off my stories and my testimonies and my prayer. That's how I brought them in. Then I trained them.
Yeah.
Then I told them, you earn why you learn. Why tell them they're going to earn while they learn? Because there's so much in Ambit, the power of the quarter, the band fives and the band ones, the band twos, it's so much. So I tell them, earn while you learn. While you're learning, you're going to be earning.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
In talking about earning, what was your experience when you finally make your first check?
Oh, so when I got my first check, it looked very good to me, and the reason why it looked very good to me because, like I said, I was doing skincare, so that wasn't much. But I was like, shoot, getting a first check and then saying getting two customers within 24 hours or 48 hours and you only talking to them, what, 2, 3, 5 minutes, it's like, okay, and earn $100 within 24 hours, you really didn't do anything. Like I think Jeremy was saying he earned his in, 8 minutes, he just signed himself up, and then he got a family member. But that was special to me because I'm like, if this is what it takes to earn money, getting people that they already, giving them a service they already have, and telling them I can save them money, and building a team and just getting two customers and it's 100 and 100 and 100, I was like, this should be easy. That's how I thought when I saw the check. This should be easy. And then you can backdoor and say, hey, you want to earn free energy? Okay, well, if you sign up with this business and get 15 customers, you can get free energy. Boom. They go, oh, yeah. So it was an easy talk. But then you had the hard ones that was like, oh, I like my light company. And I'm like, they don't even know you. Your light company don't even know you. So how you like them? You know, this is personal. You know me. Anything happen, I can help you. I can look at your bill, tell you what you need to save. They're not going to do that with you. You know, so it was, the checks was looking really good.
And that's how pretty much everybody start, right? With the time that you start seeing the check and you see that this is, well, for me in the case, it was like the easiest $100 I ever make.
Mm-hmm.
Name it. I was doing many, many things, but when I did the check for Ambit, I was not even thinking about like making money. In my case,
mm-hmm.
it was like literally like that. I was like, really? And when I saw the check, I remember what I did and I was like, I didn't do anything. I mean, I didn't get tired. I didn't get wet. I didn't get dirty. I didn't get, all these things that many, many people do. So in that way, they can be able to make a check, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know that there are, like, so many ways for you to be able to decide to do this business, right? And I know that
mm-hmm.
we have two dates. The day that we decide to sign up as a consultant, that is when you get your C number, and the day that you decide to put a name next to the C number to actually become someone in the company, that you decide, you know what, I'm going all the way. How was for you those two dates?
So when I signed up, I'm gonna be honest. From marketing to regional, it was tough for me because around that time, I was going through a whole lot as far as the lockdown, then my family caught COVID. So when I got the C number and I think my most exciting part was when I got certified and I got that certificate, because you get the certificate and it's like, ooh, you know, certified energy or whatever. And I'm like, ooh, it that certificate does something to you. Because it's like, I really am in the energy business. I really have a business. So from marketing to regional, it was tough. I'm not going to lie. I did not fast track to regional. But I still had good coaching and good team. And then, you know, we was like, man, you know, I was talking to Jeremy because I had went to this Zoom party. It was a friend of mine. She had a Zoom party for her birthday because it was like, you know, lockdown. So I was like, So I got with Jeremy and I was like, we should do like some Zoom parties, you know. And that's how the Zoom home Zoom parties came about, because we were like, let's do this and let's do this. And so Kevin and Rose and all of, and they became a success. And those Zoom parties caused me to fast track to senior, because I met so many people. Then I had got a few coworkers signed up, and I just, in my regional code, I think it was like 3 or 4 people that went regional and caused me to fast track to senior. And I was not trying to fast track to senior. I just got passionate about what I was doing. I understood the strategy now, because like you say, you try to create things in your own way, and that's what became creative, the home parties, you know. And Jeremy told me, he was like, you know, they used to do, you know, parties in home, like in the, you know, when the pandemic wasn't around. But then when the Zooms came, I was like, we need to do one on the Zoom, because I had attended a party for real. And so as a marketing consultant to a regional, you understand ambit, you understand the strategy, and you understand, you still follow the proven system, but you kind of come up with ways you want to create and bring a crowd, you know, of things that you want to do. So those Zoom home parties, you know, is what did it for us. You know, then I started doing business. I got with a great friend of mine, and we got together and started doing we did a business mixer. And I had Kevin and Rose speak. You know, the team was so supportive, because your team becomes supportive when you are passionate and you want to do something and you come with these ideas. And it's still ambit. But when they see the team is more fun, when they see you're doing things, that's going to make them flourish and get adapted to the atmosphere, because it's all about energy and the not just electricity, but the energy that you bring, the energy that surrounds you, because you don't want thick air tension. You just want to have a good time, but at the same time, make money while having a good time. And understanding, because from marketing to regional, you're still trying to find yourself in ambit and where you want to be. And then that's when the leadership skills come, and the things that you learned, the books you read, you know, self-evaluation and all of that, it helps you. And so that's, you know, how I worked with the team as well.
That's so powerful. Let me ask you, I know that we're getting, you know, close to an hour now. One more question. What is the advice that you would love to give to a consultant that is stuck?
The advice that I would give to a consultant that is stuck, I would say block out the noise, because when you're stuck, you hear so much stuff that you don't need to hear. Your mind gets to going. You get to wondering, oh, this is that. I don't know what I'm doing. Block out the noise and pray. Pray and say what you want. Manifest that thing. Pray what makes you happy. Pray what you want. Speak it and speak it into existence. Say that you will not give up. Say that you would hit the next level. Say that money come, money flow, customers come, customers flow. You would have a great team. Meditate those things. Acknowledge those things. And speak it into the universe. Even when you're stuck. Because even when you're walking through the valley, it don't say you're stuck in the valley. Because right now you're having a valley experience when you're stuck. You're in a valley. But even in that, walk through it. Because he said, yo, yay, though I walk. That's an actual word. Walk through the valley. Don't stay in the valley. And then start speaking those things as you're walking. so you won't be stuck, and pray, and you'll get through it, because that will be a testimony. It's a test for you right now, but the testimony will be that you got through it. You can't give that testimony if you stay stuck there and you quit. So you got to keep going and don't give up, because you got a whole team rooting for you. So that's what I would tell them. Pray, meditate, and keep going and don't give up, because it's a simple business. Bring in one person and get them two customers. You'll feel good. And that one person that you bring in because you didn't get stuck, that may be your rock star. That's what I tell them.
Oh, my goodness. I'm full of notes and all these, in my notes and everything. It's like literally making all these. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Shekayla, for being with us tonight. I totally appreciate your time. And the fact that you pour so much knowledge into us and value, my goodness. See, guys, this is why she is where she is. And like, literally, you're the sunshine. You're, like, literally, you're bringing, like, all this joy, all this warm feeling that, oh, my gosh, she did it. She made it. And it's like, I'm so proud of you. Like, it's like,
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. It's like the way that you're doing the business, the way that you're pouring like all this energy and all that, this is just the beginning. I just can't wait to see you. Like, as we were talking the other day, the yellow jacket is coming. You're going to look
coming,
amazing,
girl.
In the yellow jacket.
It's coming, sunshine.
It is.
I told you.
Yes.
Go get that yellow
coming.
Jacket.
Yes, we will. We will. We're going to get there.
Yes.
So, yeah. Well, thank you so much for everybody to be here with us. We're gonna be able to open up the unmute you guys, so in that way you guys can be able to say good night to Shekayla.